This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, and you're listening to KALW's On Air Folk Festival with continuous live music until 8 o'clock this evening. I'm Joanne Marr, hosting the first part of this folk festival, and now joining me in studio are Teresa Troll and Barbara Higby. Welcome both of you to KALW.
Hey, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. Thank
How's
you.
How's it going?
Good to see you again, Barbara.
I'm so happy to see you.
And really nice to meet you.
Teresa Troll was a longtime Bay Area resident for many years, but she moved away to New Zealand a couple of years ago. So how is it down under there?
Oh, it's just brilliant. It's really brilliant. It's a beautiful place to live. And, you know, there's quite a few sheep, and it's quite beautiful.
Yeah, when I think of New Zealand, I automatically think of sheep, horses, and hobbits.
Well, it's true. You know, actually, I just worked a little bit on the Hobbit film, to be honest. It was hysterical. I do horses when I'm not doing music, and we had a horse that kicked a hobbit. And so it was sent to me for a little reschooling.
But Hobbit kicker.
Yeah, Hobbit kicker. But
that happens to be
it's hard to kick that hobbit.
Oh, ouch. So tell me, Teresa, is New Zealand totally different from the Bay Area? Did you have to make much of an adjustment?
No, but the funny thing is when things are so similar, then they really seem different. You know, I was just hopeful that I could drive to the radio station and not actually crash driving on the right side of the road for a change, because it took me a whole year to adjust, and now I'm back trying to figure out how to get into a parking lot. But no, it's a beautiful place because the politics are fairly progressive. You know, it's quite a bit like the Bay Area. There's an environmental concern. You know, people are very love music there. It's a beautiful place to be.
And why did you decide to move to New Zealand? It's so far away.
Well, my partner is from New Zealand. And in New Zealand, I can legally immigrate with my woman partner. So that's pretty awesome. And also, I have a job there, actually. I've been teaching there for 6 years. So I teach horsemanship and work with people's horses. And I get a chance to play music with, I don't know if you've ever heard of them, the Top Twins. They're really a big, big deal in New Zealand, and they're really good friends of mine. So I've been able to do music and horses. It's pretty great.
Is this your first time back from New Zealand?
Yeah, in over a year. I can't believe it.
So are you glad to be back?
I'm so glad to be back, and I'm so glad to see my people.
Do you ever get homesick?
Well, you know what? I don't. I don't get too homesick, but it's because probably I'm busy. The only thing I ever get homesick for are certain people. Yeah, and so I'm really thrilled. I'm sure at our show we'll get a chance to see a lot of the people that I miss.
Teresa Troll will be marking her triumphant return to the Bay Area with a special concert tomorrow evening at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. This concert will feature many special guests, including the fabulous Barbara Higby.
The one and only Barbara Higby.
That's right.
And Nina Gerber.
Okay, Teresa, Barbara, can I get the two of you to play something for us?
Yeah, we're going to do a piece from our album that was entitled Playtime, and this is a blues called You Upset Me.
And you are upsetting me.
Go, Barb. Lips like candy, sugar in your ear. The way you talk to me is making me feel queer. You upset me, babe. Oh, you upset me, babe. Like getting hit by a falling tree. Oh, you're killing me. You got me moving to a groove that just won't stop. You upset me, babe. Hey, yeah, you upset me, babe. I'm getting hit by a steaming train. Oh, I'm not the same. I'm so excited, I might not live to tell. If you're the devil, babe, then damn me all to hell. You upset me, babe. Oh, you upset me, babe. Like getting hit by a falling tree. Oh, you're killing me. You upset me, Barb. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh.
Like getting hit by a falling tree. God, you're killing me, though. Oh, yeah.
Teresa Troll and Barbara Higbee together again performing live for us in the KALW studios. We heard the B.B. King song, You Upset Me. So your musical partnership goes back to the 1980s. How did the two of you first meet?
You met at a rodeo in Reno.
Oh, we did, didn't we? It was hysterical. Reno. Joan Rivers was the MC. It was a beautiful
Reno
thing.
Reno Gay Rodeo.
And what's really funny is she was playing in a bluegrass group. I wasn't even playing piano. And
Joan Rivers was playing in a bluegrass
group. No, you were.
Oh, I was playing.
You were.
I was playing.
And we just met and really liked each other, became friends. And then I was supposed to be singing at this benefit, and I just wanted an excuse to hang out. And I heard she played piano. I said, oh, well, come play with me at this benefit. And I don't know what happened, but we played one song, got this huge standing ovation, and the marriage was made.
We had a lot of musical chemistry from the word go. The funny thing about that benefit is that this was back in 1982, I believe, mm-hmm. and one of the other acts on that benefit was Whoopi Goldberg in one of her first, and I remember sitting backstage going, oh, poor thing, she's never going to make it. So...
No, but
I know how to pick them. Tell
you. We come from really different musical influences, but the funny thing is I think it's more our energy that we love to be around so much, and our whole purpose in music, which is really honestly joy. That's why we definitely are not that kind of music. We're not angsty kind of people.
Mm. Yes.
So that's what makes your musical partnership so special, because I know the two of you have played with lots of other musicians over the years.
Yes.
Yeah, but I really think what we like to say that that it's inscripted in our DNA now. If we had a child, it would know all of our tunes. It's just such an easy, easy partnership.
Yeah, keeps rolling.
The two of you started around the time the women's music movement was flourishing, and you recorded your first duet album, Unexpected, for Olivia Records. At that mm-hmm. time, Olivia was the first independent all-women's label.
And actually, this was actually on a subdivision of their label called Second Wave when they were trying to do a little more crossover stuff. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I think it was right at the end of the flourishing almost, would mm-hmm. you say? For about 10 more years.
Yeah,
and you and other musicians from Olivia were really pioneers in a way. You were breaking barriers at a time when most aspects of the music industry were very much male-dominated.
It's absolutely true. And both Barbara and I at the same time were playing in a lot of different environments that were more mainstream. But it was a great opportunity for people to... for artists and also for people that did the technical end of the music industry. They tried as much as they could to hire women.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to a song from your first album, Unexpected, and we're going to hear a song Teresa wrote, Follow Your Heart. Do you want to say anything about this?
I think actually we wrote it together.
Oh. Yes, we wrote
yeah, you'll music. See that signature, Barbara
Higbee. This features the Van Wageningen brothers on bass and drums. Yes.
Okay, here we go. Teresa Troll and Barbara Higbee with Follow Your Heart on KALW.
Your best, it's not enough. You fail the test, you'll give.
try so hard, you're sinking fast. If you don't learn, you'll never last. It makes you bad. Make a choice to follow your heart. Use your voice or you could fall apart. Make that choice to follow your heart. Oh, your heart. You run and hide, there's no escape. You criticize, you can't relate. What can you say? You're running scared, you're so afraid. The answer's there, it's not too late. You know the way. Yeah. Make a choice to follow your heart. Fall apart. Make that choice to follow your heart. Oh, your
Teresa Troll and Barbara Higbee, a song they co-wrote, Follow Your Heart, from their first album on Olivia Records, Unexpected. Teresa and Barbara are my special guests taking part in KALW's Folk Festival, continuous live music until 8 o'clock this evening. And you can see both of them in concert tomorrow evening, 8 o'clock at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. Teresa, what other special guests will be at your concert tomorrow?
Nina Gerber. Nina Gerber will be there, and anyone who drops by will be welcome to play. That's that, not including audience members, but but every once in a while we get some friends dropping by, knowing that I'm not here very often.
Yeah.
Are your concerts participatory?
Never. No. No, like last time we did it, Laurie Lewis came by, Linda Tillery, some other people. But I think tomorrow you could guarantee that myself, Barbara Higbee, and Nina Gerber will be there. And Nina is a phenomenal guitarist.
Well, let's talk about your first duet album, Unexpected. In a lot of ways, this recording was a product of its time because, putting into context, this was the 1980s and women were starting to break into the music industry. And at the same time, lesbians and gays were starting to come out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And the songs you wrote for this album, Teresa, seemed to be sending this strong message to men and women who were still in the closet, still in hiding.
Well, it's sort of, I think that I've always been sort of more, a little bit more when I write songs, just writing truthful songs about myself. And because I really feel like that's the most effective thing. You can kind of hit people over the head with a message, but generally the best way to lead, I always feel, or not that it was my intention, but it's to lead by example. If you're out there and honest about who you are and what you're doing, it encourages other people to do so because it's quite freeing.
So are you still writing songs today that address concerns and issues of the LGBT community?
Well, I think that I just write songs. I'm absolutely don't hide the fact at all that I'm a lesbian. And I write songs. Yeah, I do. I write more about issues personal to me because that rings the most truth for me. I've never been the best. Occasionally I can write about an issue, but it has to really be from a personal point of view. So yes, I'm just really honest about who I am.
Well, I think a lot of people can relate to that. I was surfing on the internet and coming across a blog, I think that was associated with Olivia Records, and I was impressed with how many women's lives that you and other musicians who are performing on the Olivia label, how much you touch their lives on such a deep level. There were these heartfelt comments about how a lot of these women listened to your music as they were growing up in the 70s and 80s, and that your music changed their lives.
Well, you know, I even had Katie Lang come up to me and go, although I found this a little weird since she's only a couple of years younger than me, but she said, oh, my mom has all your records. And she said, I've been listening to you since I was this big. And no, it was really cute. But I think that, see, I really believe that music is therapy for the young. I mean, honestly, that's what I remember. I mean, when I was just really lost about something, I put on my favorite Aretha Franklin record and get inspired. And it's much, much nicer to put on music. I remember the first Olivia record that I heard before I was ever recording for them. It was a Meg Christian song, and I could not believe that it was just plain and out there, a song from a woman to a woman. And I just played it till it just died. I just wore the groove into the record. And it's really nice not having to adjust your life and adjust your mind to what really you identify with. And you know, there's only so many You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman's out there.
Yeah. It's hard to see from this perspective of the age we're living in now, where there's Will and Grace or all the gay-oriented TV. But in those days, it was so in the closet and such a separate world, such a hush-hush world. It was really interesting.
But even now, the funny thing is that I didn't think it would be such a big deal to me moving to New Zealand. It's amazing to be legal. I mean, the relief that you feel from, oh, I'm not going to be torn apart from my partner because I can't immigrate, you know. It's I really underestimated the effect it had on me.
Oh, so gay marriage is legal in New Zealand?
Well, de facto relationships are legal. So you're able to have, you're able to, and all the rules apply, you know. So, yeah, not gay marriage, but that'll probably come. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Once you're legal, it's not such an important concept. Mm-hmm. It's really more about being legal. Mm-hmm.
She's Teresa Trull, and Barbara Higbee is also here. And Barbara, you've picked up the fiddle.
I've picked up the fiddle, and I'm ready to play. You want to hear another song?
What's your next song?
We're going to do one of Teresa's called Shady Glen.
And Barbara is the true Irish queen.
Yeah.
Do over.
Yeah.
Mama told me when I was young, she said, put on your dress, child, don't you run. Better brush your hair and stand up straight. You won't get nowhere with those roughhouse ways. So I kick off my shoes and run to the woods, and she just pulls me in. My words fall like drops of rain. While my smile begins, I'm going down to the shady glen, where the deer roast and the purple will call. I'm going down to the shady glen, gonna feel my soul.
I dreamed that day of an Irish queen. She had 1,000 birds with colored wings. She rode a big bay mare with a heart of gold. She shook off her foes with a lightning bolt. Oh, the blue jay sang my battle cry. The dog went at my side. I called the reverend pony up for one hellacious ride. I'm going down to the shady glen where the deer all sip and the whippoorwill call. I'm going down to the shady glen. Gonna feel my soul alive again. From Irish thrones, but a restless child I'll always be, who longs for the peace of the shady tree. Well, I hope I never grow too old to dream the perfect dream. Deep within my heart, you know, still a patch of green. I'm going down to the shady glen, where the deer all sip on the whippoorwill call. I'm going down to the shady glen. Gonna feel my soul alive again. I'm going down. I'm going down. I'm going down. Hey! I'm going down.
Teresa Troll and Barbara Higbee live in the KALW studios today on 91.7. And now that Teresa has relocated to New Zealand, it's not often that Teresa and Barbara have the chance to perform together very often. So do the two of you miss playing with each other?
Yeah, a lot. And I miss her friendship a lot, too. We've spent so many years. Am I talking in the wrong mic, Tony? Okay, sorry. We spent so many years on the road. You can't imagine how many miles we've driven in cars and buses and airplanes together. And so we know each other probably better than anyone else knows us in our lives.
So bring us up to date on what each of you have been doing lately. Teresa, does New Zealand have much of a music scene going on?
They have a big music scene, and there's a lot of Pacific Island influence, and there is kind of a different feel that's kind of, you know, I'm noticing the refreshing things. I'm kind of an optimist, but the thing that's kind of cool there is audiences are very non-self-conscious. I don't know if you've ever, Barbara and I have played in England, which is to me like the absolute opposite, where everyone's like, oh, very, very good. And and then I'm come from the South where everybody's screaming at the stage the whole time. But New Zealand, it's like you just pick up any instrument, everybody starts dancing. It doesn't matter if they're 70 years old or whatever. It's kind of a really cool island kind of vibe. And I got a really nice chance to play with the Top Twins at the Rugby World Cup in the Party Central down by the bay, you know, with 100,000 tourists, and that was kind of fun. but I haven't played a whole lot of music, but I intend to get there.
Do you find that you are or you may be incorporating Aboriginal or South Pacific Island influences into your music?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, most of the Pacific Island kind of influences is a lot of reggae mixed with R&B, which is sort of, you know, it's funny. I played at two friends' weddings. And, you know, you're used to doing some, you know, you just hope that someone doesn't want you to do a Lionel Richie song or something. And then what happened, both times I had to do reggae songs, which I was just like, I was totally new to me, playing guitar and singing reggae. But I got to the point that I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, I have been really trying to incorporate it in writing because it's just fun.
And Barbara, you've had some reunion concerts with the Montreux Band recently.
Yes, I've been the artist in residence at Yoshi's Oakland this last year and have done a bunch of different concerts over the last year. One of them was the Montreux reunion, which was a big deal. We hadn't played in 20 years.
And it got a great reception. People remember.
Yes, they did remember. It was packed and the music was really fun to revisit. It was great.
Yeah. And you've got some new collaborations going on. There's Four on the Floor.
Four on the Floor. I just did a concert at Yoshi's Thursday night of Yoshi. Was called Cello Heaven with Joan John Renaud from the Kronos Quartet and Jamie Sieber, who's an electronic cellist. I just done all kinds of. I have another collaboration called Hills to Hollers with Lori Lewis and Linda Tillery. We have a vocal trio. We're going to be doing some concerts coming up here pretty soon in Napa, and at the Throckmorton Theater in early May, May 10th and 11th.
Well, that sounds like a very interesting combination because you and Linda Tillery and Lori Lewis come from such different places.
Yes,
musically.
Yeah, and it's a really strong. That's why we call it Hills to Hollers. It's we do a lot of, we actually go back into the historical archive and do, there are a lot of songs that had the kind of white version and the black version from the South, and we do those together where Linda will sing the, you can guess who sings which one, but it's pretty amazing. We play all kinds of multi-instruments, and we're playing the Edmonton Folk Festival this summer in Canada.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I would pay very good money to see that.
And then, Barbara, you have a benefit concert coming up at the Freight next month.
Yes, I'm on the board of the Freight and Salvage, and I'm always supporting them, trying to raise money for them. It's a great institution. And so June 23rd, there'll be a big bill of wonderful musicians, smorgasbord. So.
It sounds like you have a gazillion musicians who are going to be part of this benefit.
Yes, it'll be great.
Let's see, Shelley Doty.
Shelley Doty.
Is Lori going to be there, Lori Lewis?
No, Lori's not going to be there, but... Oh, I'm blanking. Come back to me on that one. I can't. There's a long list. Austin Willacy, Linda Tillery.
Linda's going to be there, yeah.
So, I don't know, a bunch of.
Okay. Barbara's there. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
If you want more information on Barbara's benefit concert next month at the Freight, go to the Freight's website, www.freightandsalvage.org. My guests today on KALW are Teresa Troll and Barbara Higbee. And you guys ready to perform some more for us?
Sure. You want me to count it?
Yeah. This is from our duet album called Playtime, and it's called...
Barbara wrote it.
Why Wait?
One, two, three, four.
Looking like a waste of time, waiting for the good part, like it's nowhere where it is. Like holding your breath to stop crying, like closing your eyes when you're hiding, like closing your heart's no way to live. Why wait the good parts now? Why wait to forget? Go around when you come around. You hope it won't change, but it does. I want it to stay like it was. All the time searching for something new. Everything circles back, like a train going round the track. A
finding myself sitting next to you. Why wait the good parts now? Why wait to forgive? Always plenty to go around when you come around. I'm changing this storyline. Now you know the girls are feeling fine, and all of this hurt is on the man.
Fun begins here and now. No more waiting for a sacred cow to tell us it's time to be good friends.
Why wait the good parts now? Why wait to forgive? Always plenty to go around when you come around. Ooh, when you come around.
When you come
Barbara Higbee and Teresa Troll. You're hearing them live this afternoon, part of KALW's Folk Festival. And we just heard them performing Barbara Higbee's song, Why Wait? Well, let's just continue with some more music. What's next?
This is kind of our theme song, we like to think. It's a Gemini's theme song, getting some fun out of life.
When we want to play, we play. In this happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life.
If we want to sing, we sing. If we want to dance, we dance. You can do your betting, we're getting some fun out of life.
Maybe we do the right thing.
Maybe we do the wrong. Spending each day just winding our way along. Oh, along. If we want to kiss, we kiss.
If we want to hug, we hug.
With a little petting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the wrong, spending each day just winding our way along. Oh, along. If we want to kiss, we kiss.
If we want to hug, we hug.
With a little petting, we're getting some fun out of life. With a little petting, we're getting some fun out.
Teresa Troll and Barbara Higbee, getting some fun out of life. And they are here live in the KALW studios as part of our Folk Festival of the Airwaves. And they are reuniting and will be performing tomorrow evening at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. Are the two of you performing anywhere else besides tomorrow's concert at the Freight?
Nope. You miss it, you miss it.
Yes, got to get there.
So tomorrow's concert is everyone's last chance to see you for a while.
We're kind of like Brigadoon. We only appear every 100 years. You have to see us. You have to stumble upon our...
So,
no,
Teresa.
I'm afraid I have to get back to my... The only other place I'm playing is I'm singing the national anthem at a horse event in Reno.
Uh-huh. And she actually, Teresa might sit in on some of these Hills to Hollers concerts.
Oh, really?
At the Throckmorton Theater and Napa Valley Opera House. Yeah.
So, Teresa, are you returning to New Zealand right away after tomorrow's concert?
Well, I've got some just some family to visit and people like that, and then I'm going to return in early May.
All right. Well, can I get the two of you to perform one more song for us?
Okay. We have to play a fiddle tune because we love doing it.
Yes. This is St. Anne's Reel, which is a French-Canadian tune, and the second one is called Tip the Canoe. It's one I wrote myself, dedicated to my home state of Indiana.
Sorry, do-over.
One, two,
wait, we're in D?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You could all see Barbara Higbee and Teresa Troll together again. They look like they're having so much fun. Teresa Troll on vocals and guitar, Barbara Higbee on keyboard, fiddle, and vocals. Thank you both so much for coming in here. I know that both of you have to rush back. Barbara's got a go home to host her daughter's sleepover.
10th birthday sleepover with 9 little girls.
And we can't keep Barbara's little daughter waiting. That's so right. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you, sure. Joanne.
Thanks so much, Joanne.
And thanks for KALW doing all the great work they do all these years. We really appreciate it.
Don't
so
go
much.
Away, please.
Yes, keep supporting the radio station, everyone.
And thanks also to our engineer, Tony Farrow, who has been working hard behind the scenes.
Love you, Tony.
Let's go out with a song from Barbara Higbee and Teresa Troll's most recent recording, Playtime. And I asked Barbara and Teresa to choose the song we're going out with. What's it going to be?
It's Wings. You know, and what's interesting about this, I don't know if you saw Winter's Bone, but
yes, I did.
Meredith Sisko, the singer in there. The
old-time singer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's actually going to be recording the song on her new record. So it's pretty interesting. But it's a beautiful, I wrote this song and it's about a horse, but about also women and horses. And Barbara plays the most incredible fiddle on it, along with, who played cello on this? I wonder.
Jamie?
Maybe Jamie. But at any rate, it's absolutely gorgeous fiddle playing by Barb.
All right, well, while we're listening to Wings, I have 2 pairs of tickets to give away to their concert tomorrow evening at the Freight and Salvage, Barbara Higbee and Teresa Troll. The phone number, 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. And I want to give these tickets away to folks who haven't won anything from KALW in the last 6 months. And I will give these tickets away to the first 2 people who can answer this question. And this is to test to see whether you've been paying attention during this past hour. Earlier in the show, Barbara, Teresa, and I were talking about their first album, Unexpected, which came out on an independent all-women's record label. Tell me what the name of that label is. And you can win a pair of tickets to the Freight and Salvage tomorrow evening for Barbara Higbee and Teresa Troll. 415-841-4134. What was the label that Barbara and Teresa performed on back in the 80s? If you know the answer, 415-841-4134. Good luck.
It's been in the heart of many young girls to ride on the wings of a horse she dreams of, to fly through the night unfettered and free. Oh, I remember dreaming such things. Ride with wings, to fly high with wings, to feel the grasses part and hear the wind just sing. To fly with wings, to ride high with wings, come Brio, my girl, and we ride. I see it in your eyes at the end of your day. You long for the heights of a cold, distant wind, to flutter and glide and to fall free from sight with the kids tucked in bed. Your dreams do take flight. Ride with wings, to fly high with wings, the tangle of mane, to hear the hoofbeats ring. To fly with wings, to ride high with wings, Cumbria, my girl, and we ride. Ooh. it's still in the heart of many an old girl to ride on the wings of a horse she dearly loves, to fly through the night unfettered and free. Oh, meet up, we all still dream such dreams. Driving through cornfields, songs in the tro-tro to tumble. There was only one voice until I heard you sing. Harmony, harmony, love with room.
Thank you.